Fran fam, what's going on? Listen, before we start this podcast episode, I have a very, very small favor to ask of each and every single one of you guys. I appreciate the support that all of you have been showing for the podcast up until this point, but we want to try and get these episodes out to as many people as possible. And how we do that on the audio side is by leaving a review and dropping a 5-star rating. So if you've been a consistent listener of the pod, please, before we get this episode started, it only takes a couple of seconds, leave a review. It could be a 2-word, 3-word, 4-word review, or just leave a rating. Do something to get the word out so that we can get the Marvin Francois Show to more listeners moving forward. Outside of that, love you guys, appreciate the support, but without further ado, let's get into this episode. How do we have to structure a business to be in position to get 6 figures in funding?
We got a little bit of time. All right, so since the last time we spoke, not a lot has changed, but certain things have changed.
Okay.
Because as you know, the banks are starting to tighten up. You're hearing the rumors that banks are closing down. Well, not rumors. They really are happening. Banks are closing down. They're tightening up on money. People's credit lines are getting chopped. They're, somebody who has a 700 credit score, they're not getting as high as they used to get. Mm. Yeah. But if you have these things that we're about to talk about in position, you're still going to be able to get some capital for you to make a move. So what I do, my secret weapon is, I'm going to tell you what my secret weapon is. I literally go out to different banks, different regions, different credit unions, and I...
38%. That's the amount of entrepreneurs that are struggling to get their business funded because their personal credit isn't where it needs to be. Now, you can look into alternatives like corporate credit cards and vendor accounts, but the truth is, the easiest way to get access to 5 to 6 figures in funding is to have good personal credit. As an entrepreneur, the stress of trying to build a successful business is already enough as is. So why work harder than you need to when you can simplify the funding process by getting your credit restored? My company, Takeoff Financial, has served hundreds of entrepreneurs just like you by helping them avoid the pain of getting denied for business funding by restoring their personal credit, and we want you to be the next one. So click the link above or below this video to secure your free consultation, and let's put you in position to get you funding that your business needs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marvin Francois Show, your number one source for all things business, finance, and investing. And today, is a very special day because our guest today is an entrepreneur, investor, philanthropist, mentor, and business funding expert extraordinaire. He's the owner of Bella Sloan Enterprises, owner of Olivia Monroe Enterprises, and to date has done well over $100 million in funding for entrepreneurs and investors just like you. Whether he's mentoring the select few on how to have success in the funding space or speaking in front of sold-out audiences all across the country, our guest's mission remains the same: to empower entrepreneurs with the tools, information, and resources they need to execute and succeed. When it comes to real business success, only a select few could compete, because if success were a game of receipts, this man can't be beat. Ladies and gentlemen, from Brooklyn, New York, by way of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm here with the one, the only, my guy, Herman Dulce, aka the Haitian CEO. What's going on, family?
I'm feeling good, bro. I didn't think you could do it again.
Yeah.
Like, y'all gotta go watch the other video, the first video we did 11 months ago. Go check that video out.
Yes, sir.
I didn't think you could top that intro.
Yeah.
That was very impressive.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
What's up with the radio voice? I feel like you was practicing on it really well.
No.
You do like movie commercials.
Listen, this is just natural. I'm still in front of the camera now. They call me lights, camera, action. You understand?
I love it, man.
It's a privilege and it's an honor to bring you back. How are you, brother?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling healthy. Family's healthy. I cannot complain. As long as everybody's healthy, man, there's nothing to complain about. We can figure everything else out.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Yeshua's name. Come on, let's go.
Listen, man, I'm excited to bring you back on here. You and I were joking about it before we started, but to date, second highest rated episode we've done on the Marvin Francois
Show. We're going to work on that.
You know, I think we could crack number one on the last episode and this episode.
100%.
1,000%.
100%.
Can we do that? Can we make
that? We can get your RPMs up. We can get that YouTube checkup. Don't even worry about it, bro.
I love it.
I got you.
Listen, I am extremely excited here. You know, I love you. Obviously, the people love you, and that's because you are a treasure trove of information when it comes to your field of expertise, which is any and all things funding, more specifically business funding. We'll talk about that in a second, but there are some people watching here that unfortunately don't know who you are, and we want to get the unfamiliar familiar. So for those who do not know, who exactly is Herman Dulce?
So we have about 8 billion people on the planet.
Yes, sir.
So to the 7.9 billion that do not know me, that's why I always have to introduce myself like nobody knows me. My name is Herman Dulce. Junior, son of Herman Dulce and Felina Dulce. Like you just said, born in Brooklyn, raised in Philly, Temple University graduate, Lincoln University graduate, started an amazing company, Bella Sloan Enterprises, which I named after my firstborn daughter, Bella Sloan. Shout out to my secondborn, mm-hmm. Olivia Monroe. And these two girls was given by my wife, Janelle Dulcey. Mm-hmm. And bro, I started an amazing company. Right now, Damaris Long runs the company for me. It started off as a credit restoration company. Mm-hmm. I pivoted to business funding, and now we also do mentorship and pointing people in the right investments after we get them funded.
1,000%. And I think what I love most about you is not only what you've been able to do, but man, when we talk about a mentor among mentors,
I appreciate that.
You have mentees high and low, near and far. I mean, it's insane.
Thousands, bro.
When we talk about success has receipts, I said it in the intro and I'll say it again. It very few can compare. Talk a little bit, not just about the success you've had, right? Because you've been able to do an incredible job, but more importantly, the success that individuals that have gone through your programs and have come under you have been able to have as well.
I think when I go meet my maker, he's going to ask me, what you do with the time I gave you? I'm like, listen, man, I saved a couple people, but I got a lot of people funded, right? But in all jokes aside, I think that right now, bro, I think even since the last time we've spoken, a year ago since I've been on the pod,
right.
I think I've started to get more into my stride of really understanding my passion and my calling to help as many people as possible to get this education with credit restoration, getting your funds together, and now, bro, really paying attention to pointing people in the right direction in terms of, all right, now that I got you 40, 50, 100 grand, point that money over there, put that $100,000 to work so they'll come back and give you 50 or 100% on your money. And, bro, to date, we've made 7 millionaires.
Ooh.
7 millionaires. I got the receipts and taxes for that.
Come on now.
And we have helped over 100 people fire their bosses.
Wow.
So I think that's the greatest thing that I, even the 100 million is fun and is great, but to be able to be that transformational in people's lives, I think that's my greatest legacy. And that's the biggest thing I'm proud of.
Wow. That is, man. And once again, to what I said before, it's one thing to do for self.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to do for others. And for you to be who you are and gotten to the point you've gotten to, you know, you could have very well just taken the information that you've gotten up until this point from investing literally hundreds of thousands in personal development and mentorship and
say, literally,
let me go ahead and tuck this for Olivia, tuck this for Bella and Janelle, and now, you know, go kick my feet up.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you're showing up every single day on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, on all these media platforms like the Marc Francois Show and several others, and giving the value necessary so other people can do what you've done and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think it's just a testament to your commitment to seeing others shine. I think that's great.
I appreciate that. Thank
most
you.
Definitely. Most definitely. And that's, once again, another reason why I wanted to bring you back, because I want this episode to be a continuation of that. I want to give people so much value. They're upset that their mentor ain't telling them about this before.
Let's go.
Can we make it happen?
We're going to make it happen.
Let's do it.
Your mentor charges you for this information. I'll give it to you for free.
Let's do it.
Let's make it
happen. So listen, I'm in the funding space. You're in the funding space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the credit space, you're in the credit space. As much information as we've given out, one of the questions I never stop getting is, how do I properly structure a business to go out and get $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 in funding? It's in my DMs. It's under comments in my YouTube videos and beyond. Who better to ask than the man himself that has funded well over $100 million? So Herm, walk us through, how do we have to structure a business to be in position to get six figures in funding?
We got time?
We got time.
We got a little bit of time?
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
All right, so since the last time we spoke, not a lot has changed, but certain things have changed.
Okay.
Because as you know, the banks are starting to tighten up. You're hearing the rumors that banks are closing down. Well, not rumors. They really are happening. Banks are closing down. They're tightening up on money. People's credit lines are getting chopped. They're, somebody who has a 700 credit score, they're not getting as high as they used to get.
Mm.
Yeah. But if you have these things that we're about to talk about in position, you're still going to be able to get some capital for you to make a move.
Right.
So to the 7.9 billion people who've never heard me say this before, but I know there's about 100 million of you have heard me say this speech 100 times.
Right.
Let's talk about it. So we're going to talk about your credit. We're going to talk about your credit profile, and we're going to talk about the structure of your business.
Let's break it down.
Because those are the three pillars of me posting $50,000, lines of credit cards and loans.
Right.
Number one, your credit score has to be tight, right? Minimum 680 FICO score across all three. But I know only maximum people listen to this podcast, right? So those maximum people, our minimum has got to be a 700.
Facts.
Once you're over at 700, then we're really talking, right? It's a big difference, those 20 points. But as you know, bro, it's not just about your FICO score. It's about your credit profile.
Yes, sir.
Right? So banks want to see at least 5 years. Before mm-hmm. I was saying 2 years. Mm-hmm. They want to see a 5-year history on your credit profile. I'm not saying all your credit cards got to be 2 years old, but your credit profile has to be at least 5 years old, right? Mm-hmm. The credit cards that you have on your credit report, because if you're asking for business credit cards, they're going to be like, all right, well, what have you done with your personal credit cards? Mm-hmm. They want those personal credit cards minimum to be 2 years old. The limit's got to be over 3,000, and the usage has got to be below 30%. That's the minimum. But for the maximum, I want it to be at least 10%.
Right.
Because these banks, you got to act like you don't need the money.
Right.
Right. If you look like you need money, they're not going to give you the money.
Facts.
Right. And this is what I talk about when I bring somebody on. I talk about their credit optimization. Mm-hmm. So I was like, the less inquiries, the better. No mm-hmm. more than 6 inquiries in the last 6 months. And another thing, bro.
Talk to me.
I always tell people this, and I'm going to give you a gem for my Navy Federal people.
Let's do it.
Is you want to ask for credit limit increases every 91 days. Banks work in 90-day cycles. Mm-hmm. So every 91 days, you want to call up the bank, hey, can I get a credit limit increase? Mm-hmm. Because the older your credit cards, the higher the limits. The bank's going to be like, wow, you did really well with this $10,000 credit card. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you $25,000, $50,000 on the business side. Mm-hmm. So that's super important. Can I give them a Navy Federal gem real quick?
You could do whatever you want to do, my brother.
Everybody has Navy Federal.
They do.
Right? And when they see me posting these high limits with Navy Federal, sometimes my mentees, they get them automatically. But I also teach my mentees how to increase Navy Federal, right? Mm-hmm. The limits. Number one. The crazy thing about Navy Federal, you can have like a heartbeat. They're going to give you $5,000, right? And, you know, figure out how you need to get into Navy Federal. If you don't know how to get into Navy Federal, he's going to put my Instagram below. I got you. All right. So you're in Navy Federal. Every 91 days is what my mentees do. You're going to freeze TransUnion because that's where they come from. That's where they pull, right? Mm-hmm. Freeze TransUnion. Then you're going to go into your Navy Federal app on your phone, not on your laptop. You're not going to call them. You're going to go on the app on your phone. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to credit limit increase, mm-hmm. right? And you're not going to ask for no more than 25 to 30% of your current credit limit. Anything over that, it might trigger a review.
Gotcha.
Now, they're going to ask for your income and all that stuff, you know, to put in there. Mm-hmm. A great hack is on the application, they ask for your household income.
Yes, sir.
So usually you're putting, oh, I make $50,000 a year, but mm-hmm. who else is in your house? Mm-hmm.
I got some mom in here.
Is your mom in the house? Is your dad in your house? Is your girl in the house? Whoever right. lives in there, that's what you're putting on the household income.
Right.
Right. You click the submit button. 90% of the time, immediately, you'll get approved. Mm. If the limit is too high and you got too greedy, it's gonna trigger a review. But my mentees are doing this every 91 days, and now their limits are growing 4 times in 1 year.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now when it's time for funding in 18 months, they have a sexy credit card limit that's old. Mm-hmm. It's ball game after that. Mm-hmm. Just a little sauce for them.
Just a little.
We're going to get to 150K views on this one.
Listen,
I'm going to drop the gems today.
I think we could do 250.
250K.
I think we could do 250.
Let's go.
So that was some great strategy around the personal side. So mm-hmm. once we have the personal side taken care of, mm-hmm. now when it comes to the actual structure of the business that's
yes.
where it starts to get interesting. Now we're talking about the second pillar.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
How is a business supposed to be structured when we've done all the heavy lifting of making our personal side taken care of from top to bottom? What mm-hmm. is a properly structured business for business funding look like?
Okay, so it's the third pillar. So the first pillar is good credit score. The second pillar is the structure, your credit profile.
Yep.
The third is the business structure. So right. same old regular conversation if you never heard it before. You want to have a solid business name, meaning that you don't want it to be a high-risk business name. Mm-hmm. So my business name is Bellisone Enterprises, right? Mm-hmm. It's not Bellisone Credit Repair, Bellisone Trucking, Bellisone Dry Cleaning, Bellisone Daycare. Mm-hmm. Those are high-risk industries, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make it super generic, right? Mm-hmm. That's number one. And think like the banks do. You want to give this business, which is technically a person, right? We know what the laws say, that a business is a person according to Congress. You want to set it up like it's a real life person.
Right.
Right. So the more it looks like a real life person, the more sexy it looks to the bank. So you want to have a name. You want to have its own address.
Right.
So, hey, Herm, I can't afford an address. You can get a virtual address. Hey, Herm, the banks don't want me to have this virtual address. Well, get a registered agent address. You can go to registered agent. You can Google it and whatever state you're in. Mm-hmm. And it'll give you a list of so many registered agents that are wow. available for like $50 for the year.
Didn't
so it's a lot cheaper than a virtual address. Mm. I need a virtual address because I need the address and I'm able to rent out the spaces in the building. So it works for me because I have VIPs that come into Philly all the time where I'm taking meetings. It works that way. Now your address is taken care of. You want to have a business website. Mm-hmm. Twitter and Instagram is not enough. You want to have a professional website. Go to Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com.
Yes, sir.
Get a wonderful person from the Philippines to knock it out for $100 and in 3 days.
Yep.
Right? Super simple landing page. Doesn't have to be complicated. Attach a business email to it. info@bellastoneenterprises.com, not bellastone@gmail.com. These are red flags to the banks that you're trying to get $50,000 from. They want to look, they want to see that you put the work in so that your business looks legitimate. And lastly, you want to get yourself a real business phone number, 1-800 phone number. You can go to freedomvoice.com. You can go to culture, C-A-L-L-T-U-R-E.com, and get that for like $9. Okay. And all the things I just listed are write-offs.
There you go.
That you're going to get credited back for at the end of the year.
Oof. Listen, now I want to dive a little bit more into the structure side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a component of business structure that I also wanted to touch on because I've heard some murmurs about it and I wanted to know if you could speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
NAICS codes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So for one, for those who don't know, could you talk a little bit about what role that plays in the structuring of a business? And then second to that, when it comes to NAICS code, there's always been like one code in particular around business consulting that I know for a lot of people has been the go-to because it's been the most low risk. But I've heard some rumblings that that's not necessarily the case anymore. I don't know if that's fact or fiction. Could you speak a little bit on that?
100%. I'm glad you asked. That's a great question. You're a great interview.
Yeah, I say you did
your research.
You know what I'm saying?
So yes, like I've been talking about business consultation as a using the NAICS code. You could Google whatever that number, 549, whatever it is, right?
541-611.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is Oprah right here, man. My man is ready. So what happens is when we talk about this information on podcasts, in mentorships, on radio shows, on TV shows, right? When we're doing that, you don't think the banks are watching the same episodes that you are?
Right.
When we've cracked the code and we started releasing this information. So the same information has gotten back to me. They're like, yeah, man, they said business consultation is a high risk, or they ask a little bit more questions. Well, what type of business consultation?
Right.
They're going a little bit deeper into it. But this is what I say to people. It was my go-to that I told people, you can do business development, you can do marketing, you can do advertising. The reason why everybody is saying the same things to the bank is because it's the only thing they've heard from me. I gave you a list of the high-risk industries. There's probably like 30 or 40 of them. Mm-hmm. But there's like 500 industries that are not high risk.
Mm-hmm.
Pick any one of them that are not high risk. Because, you know, whenever we get on, whenever we get put onto something and we make it hot, then it's not cool anymore. Okay. And they change the rules. They move the goalposts. So there's a lot of industries that are not high risk. Carpet making, watchmaking, clothing, e-commerce. They're not high risk. Pick one.
Right.
Pick the litter.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So that gives us a lot of context when it comes to the structure of business, right? Mm-hmm. So we understand how our profile is supposed to be set up. We have the structure that we need necessary. I want to take some time to also talk about strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a big mistake that a lot of early stage business owners make, they do the heavy lifting that we just gave them.
Yeah.
They get their profile right. They get the structure right. But they have no strategy. They're just picking and choosing any bank under the sun without any rhyme or reason. And as a result, that now could be the difference between them getting, you know, they could have got 50K, but they ended up only getting like 5 to 7K.
Right.
What are some of the strategies that you are using or that you're providing some of your mentees and your clients to go out and maximize how they're going out and getting funding from these banks?
The best maximizing strategy that I can use, write this down, creditboards.com.
Okay.
Creditboards.com. That's a website that lets you know, it's kind of work like Waze, where the community gives the information. They're like, hey, this card pulls from this credit bureau. This card pulls from this credit bureau. So it's a great resource. Literally tens and thousands of credit cards are in there. Why am I giving this information? Understanding where credit cards pull from or lenders pull from is super important to maximizing how much funding you can get. For example, American Express pulls from Experian.
Mm-hmm.
Navy Federal pulls from TransUnion. KeyBank pulls from Equifax. So when Marv comes to me and you got a great sexy profile, 700, you got the profile, looks good, and your business is structured, I can look at your profile and I'm like, I know exactly how to get him $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the commission a little later in the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%. So I know how to get you to $100,000 immediately because I'm going to go to American Express first because I know they pull from Experian. Then I'm going to go to TransUnion because if I went to another Experian pulling bank, they would have saw the inquiry I just got, because inquiries show up on your credit report immediately. So if I would have went to an Elon bank, right, they would have saw the inquiry, and instead of get maxing me out at a $25,000 card, it would have went down to $17,000. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to fund myself vertically. Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to go to Navy Federal. They give me another 20. Then I'm going to go to KeyBank. They give me another 20. Now I funded you $60,000, 0% interest, technically one inquiry per credit bureau. Get the inquiries off and run the same play again. Now, if I had went to three banks vertically,
right,
I may would have got you 30-40,
right,
because they would have saw the inquiries and it would have been a dramatic drop in the type of capital I would have got. The other strategy I use in order to maximize funding, I'm going to hit up my credit unions first because they're more generous with their limits, get the inquiries off. Then I go to my regional banks. Then I go to my national banks.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to harp back to that in a second, but to very quickly touch on, you know, what you just talked about when we talk about strategy. You named a couple of different banks. Another thing I know a lot of early stage entrepreneurs who are watching this hear from time to time is they're consuming content about building relationships with these banks, right? Whether it's a KeyBank, whether it's a Chase, whether it's a Navy Federal, whatever the financial institution may be, they keep hearing all the talk about building relationships, the importance of building relationships.
Right.
How exactly are we going out and building the most fruitful relationship with the bank so we can get the largest bag when we're applying for funding?
So I got to give you a long answer for that. So
Let's
my guy, Storm Leroy, he says this, and I'm pretty sure he's going to trademark it. Your job is your first business partner,
okay,
right? Me, I say my second business partner are my banks, right? Because when you have a job, you finish paying all your bills, whatever is left over, that's what you should start your business with to start. Because you want to lose your own money first. You need to put the proof of concept, the $500, $1,000 you saved, put that into the business, let it grow. Yo, I turned $1,000 into $3,000. Or I turned it into $2,000. That's 100% return in a month or 90 days. That's great. Now that you have the proof of concept and you did it a couple of times, you know now, I know exactly what to do. Imagine if I can get 10, 15,000,
right?
Then you go to your second business partner. You go to your banks, right, to get this funded. I got a little lost. What was the question again?
So in terms of how do we build relationships?
Oh, the relationships.
Yeah,
so on my social media platform, when you see me posting $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 in funding, my other strategy is like you say, is having relationships with the actual lender. So what I do, my secret weapon is, I'm gonna tell you what my secret weapon is. I literally go out to different banks, different regions, different credit unions, and I sit down with them. I'm like, hey, Marvin Francois, soon to be CEO of Marvin Francois Credit Union, right? So I'm gonna sit down with you. I'm like, hey, bro, I have a platform. I help people start up their businesses, and they're always coming to me asking me for funding. I'd like to take you out to lunch so I could talk about your lending institution, because these relationship managers at these banks, they love to get deposits because that's how banks work.
Right.
They love these relationships. And anybody that's going to send them these people, they want to form a relationship with you. So I take them out. Chase, Wells Fargo, Marvin Swansaw Credit Union. I'm like, well, what are the requirements? Listen, we like our clients to have 690, not 680. We want them to have 720, right? We want them to be in business this long. We want this, we want that. They tell me exactly what they want, and they're not keeping a secret.
Right.
Because they're like, hey, when they come in, make sure they make a deposit of $500 to $1,000. You know what I'm saying? They're telling me exactly what they want. So now when I'm sending them people, because you will go online to fill out a Chase credit card, right?
Right.
I will connect you to a relationship manager at Marvin Francois Credit Union. Say that three times fast, right? So now that I send them directly to you, guess what? Herman is only going to send me qualified people. He's only going to send me good people because he's vetted them even before they got here. They came with their documents, their LLC, their EIN, their operating agreement. They made a deposit. Oh, this is sharp. Oh, their credit profile is sexy. You know what? Since you came from Herman, I know you good people. Instead of $10,000, I'm going to put you in for $20,000, right? Because I formed relationships with the bank, and I'm giving people, I was like, hey, here's my relationship manager. Here's my contact at the bank. They'll take care of you. They're good people. Now, imagine me doing that at 10, 20, 30 banks. I'm going to outwork and outhustle any other funding person out here, and that's why my limits are crazy. Relationships matter, and you can do the same thing too. Walk into the banks, shake hands, kiss babies, and make it happen.
The biggest risk that most entrepreneurs take is trying trying to build a successful business without funding. But that risk is a reality for one out of every three entrepreneurs because their personal credit isn't where it needs to be in order for them to access that capital. Now, the truth is you can close the gap between where your business is versus where you want it to be by leveraging business credit, but if your personal credit report is poor, 99% of banks and lenders are going to deny you from doing so. And I should know, because a couple of years ago, I leveraged my personal credit report to get funding from Chase to start my company. And now that very same company, Takeoff Financial, is serving entrepreneurs just like you that are looking to restore their credit to get access to 5 to 6 figures in funding. So if you want to go from risk to reward, click the link above or below this video to schedule your free consultation so that we can restore your credit and put you in position to access capital to build the business of your dreams.
So it's funny because that was a perfect segue really to my next question, because you talked about the importance of literally going in the bank.
Yes.
And people talk about forming a relationship, but you're literally in there, mm-hmm. like you just said, politicking, shaking mm-hmm. hands, kissing mm-hmm. baby, forming that relationship with these relationship managers in person. When I first came into the funding space mm-hmm. and when I first came into credit, there was a myth that floated around mm-hmm. when it came to how you maximize how much funding you get. The myth was you stay up till 2:32 in the morning,
right,
with 18 laptops open, and you apply for funding all at the same time at 2:32 because the relationship manager that normally approves the applications isn't going to be there, and that's how you're going to get as much funding as you need to. Was there and is there any truth to that? That I don't know if you call it a myth, a rumor mm-hmm. that floated around, and if there is it any better than us actually going into the bank, or is it null and void compared to us going into the bank?
So anybody who's in this entrepreneur mentorship online guru space, everyone has hacks.
Yeah.
Right? no shade to the hacks. Everyone has a play,
mm-hmm.
right? Shout out to David Shan podcast. I said this on his podcast. Everybody got a play. Mm-hmm. What are you, Tyler Perry? Right? Everybody got something, right?
Right.
Now, there's certain plays. There's certain hacks that do work. I'm not going to shade on anybody that does it. I've done it too. I've shared it with my mentees and we up. But like I've told you, Chase, Wells Fargo, Francois Credit Union, mm-hmm. you guys are watching the same videos we are, mm-hmm. right? And hacks has gotten a negative term. Mm-hmm. It is way easier for me to partner with the banks, form relationships with them. Banks have called me. They're watching my social media. They're like, hey, Herm, I love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They have called me. I'd love for you to send people our way.
Mm-hmm.
These are the qualifications for Truist. These are the qualifications for X, Y, and Z. And because I formed these relationships, we're blasting the people who are opening 7 laptops and mm-hmm. Staying up till 3 a.m. mm-hmm. because just by shaking hands and kissing babies or me introducing you to my relationship manager, mm-hmm. yeah, we're going to double whatever you was going to get on your own or through these acts. Because remember, it's a push of a button for the bank to change the algorithm.
Facts.
And what used to work doesn't work anymore.
I love that. And you know what's great? You know, we're talking a lot about relationships. The beautiful thing about relationships, whether we're talking about with people or in this case, even with banks, mm-hmm. relationships work both ways.
Yeah.
So in the same way that the bank is crossing T's and dotting I's and looking at us when we come to them for funding, mm-hmm. we also want to make sure that as entrepreneurs, we do our due diligence to see, and this falls perfectly into strategy, what banks make the most sense for our funding goals and
mm-hmm.
what we want. So for you and your X amount of years of expertise in this space, what is your process, whether you're auditing the bank or mm-hmm. just your due diligence on a bank to see, okay, if I'm putting together a funding sequence, mm-hmm. I want this bank, that mm-hmm. bank here, maybe not this one, that bank over there. What does that process look like?
So to go a little bit more granular, shout out to my guy, Tevin Facey, and his amazing
Millionaire Central. Shout out to my guy, yeah.
And his business partner, B. They gave me this interesting strategy, right? Go to ibank.net.
ibanknet.com.
Right. Yeah. .com, right?
There you go.
And there you will see almost every lending institution in the country.
Right.
What else is on there is actually the deposits and how big the bank is, right? So what I do is, say for instance, a client comes from me from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't have any relationships in Texas. This is the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
I go to their website. I go and I search for the top 10 lending institutions in Texas. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a regional bank or usually it's a credit union. And then I call them or I email them. Hey, I'd like to talk to a relationship manager, onboarding person. I'm like, hey, my name is Herman. I'm from Philly. I got some clients in Texas. I help them set up their LLCs. They need to get some funding. Are you able to help me?
Right.
And then that's how I do it state by state. But I also ask them certain requirements. Hey, how much funding can a client get before you ask them for documentation, before you hit them up for a 4506T?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you give out business lines of credit, or do you need taxes for those? I have these questions that I do. I do my interview process wow. with all those relationship managers. What's the minimum FICO score mm-hmm. that you guys, where do you pull from, right? And I'm setting up my database too. So the next time a Texas person comes to me, mm-hmm. yo, I got three banks. Mm-hmm. I got three lenders I can send you to, mm-hmm. right? Or because I'm going to do the funding because, you know, I'm trying to get the commission, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the work for them,
right.
and I'm going to send them to the client that way.
This is good.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Mr. Dawson, this is good.
We're getting granular. I'm giving them all the secrets, bro.
Listen, we haven't even gotten to the fun stuff yet.
Yes.
If somebody's watching right now, they're literally sweating because they think right. we haven't even started.
Right. Listen,
we're warming up.
Rewatch this because I'm going fast.
Listen, we're warming up. Let's mm-hmm. let's talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were shout outs to you, but also shout outs to dear CEO Quadir. You yeah. guys were the first individuals that I stumbled across that really introduced me to this credit space.
Mm-hmm.
When I first found out about you at the time, you had a book that mm-hmm. you had wrote, Startup, if
Startup,
I remember,
yep. mm-hmm.
remember correctly. I studied that book like it was nobody's business, because I was just trying to learn as much as I possibly could, which is crazy. I'm sitting down with this man right now. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely insane. I want to talk about something that you talked about in the book then that I still hear talked about now from time to time, and I wanted to get your take on, because around that time you were very hot on this mm-hmm. This subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't really hear you talk about it as much, and I don't know if it's by way of intention or any other reason. Non-personal guarantee funding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So once upon a time, when it came to business funding, any and everywhere you looked, you had two sides. You had one side that said, if your personal credit isn't right, don't even think about getting funding.
Right.
And you had another side that said, I need you to get accounts with Quill, Grainger, Uline,
mm-hmm.
build them up. Mm-hmm. Once you build them up, then from there, you're now in position to go out and get funding. In the year 2024, at the time of recording of this episode, do we still need to build business credit? Do we still need vendor accounts to go out and get funding?
So do you need them to go get funding? No, because you can't personally guarantee. Right?
Okay.
Should you still do it? Unequivocally, yes.
Really? Okay.
Here's why.
Talk to me.
Because there's levels to the game.
Okay.
Right? So the first level is personal credit.
Okay.
You build that up over time, right? You're good.
Mm-hmm.
That you leverage that to get your first startup capital for your business, okay. right? And then after that, you're not going to personally guarantee forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, everybody who's on your podcast or listening to the pod or watching us on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
your goal is to become a 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure business.
Right.
Are you going to be personally guaranteeing $100,000 when you've made $100 million, when you made $10 million? No.
Right.
You want to ensure that at the beginning, and this is why I stress this, you want to start putting those vendor accounts, you want to start putting those lines on your business
mm-hmm.
to build your business up, to build that history up, so that you'll walk into a bank and be like, Chase, stop playing with me. I've been with y'all 2 years.
Right.
You've seen 7 figures come in and come out of this account,
mm-hmm.
right? My Paydex score is 90. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not personally guaranteeing this,
mm-hmm.
right? So I've talked to Chase. I've talked to American Express. They want 7 figures.
Mm-hmm.
They want 2 years of taxes. They want your Paydex score to be 90 Paydex or above, right? That's your business credit score from Dun & Bradstreet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for in order for a no PG,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you don't have that because someone told you, oh, Herman was capping, no one does that anymore. So how are you going to get the platinum card? No personal guarantee. I'm telling you what they're telling me.
Right.
The banks told me this.
Right.
Now, there's different ways and there's different vendors, and we talk about this to nauseam,
right.
that you can get to put on your profile. But still, while you are building
mm-hmm.
your profile, definitely your personal profile, and while you're getting no personal guarantee funding,
right.
take it seriously to continue to build your no personal guarantee profile, because at some point,
mm-hmm.
you will need it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to say this number again,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say it slow because it's not just any number. This
okay.
is a very special number.
Okay.
$100 million in funding today.
$100 million.
Don't say anything. Just let it breathe.
Right. Moment of silence.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it slow. $100 million in funding to date.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very sizable number. Now, for just quick maths here. The average funding company, the average funding fee is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
If you've done $100 million in funding a day, I'm not pocket watching.
Guy.
I'm just doing math. I'm not gonna say the number on the podcast,
uh-huh.
but it's a very beautiful number.
It's a beautiful number.
And that's come by way of, once again, your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Like Herman, when we talk about Herman Dulce, we don't talk about Herman Dulce, the real estate investor. We don't talk mm-hmm. Herman Dulce, the business funding expert. So mm-hmm. by way of you leveraging your expertise, this is just one of the many streams of income
mm-hmm.
that you've been able to create under your business. And We've talked about how people can use this information for themselves to get funding. Mm-hmm. But what about if we taught individuals how they could take this information and monetize it to where okay. they can now take this information and go and get funding for others, and make a nice little sign. Maybe it's not 100 million. Maybe it's a couple hundred thousand. Maybe it's a couple 10,000. Can we do that? Right. Is that all right with you?
Yes, we can do that. But we're going to talk about the $10 million you just put on the internet for the IRS to hit me up about.
This episode is for entertainment purposes.
only. So we're going to talk about taxes.
Let's do it.
Taxes is 50%, so that's $5
million. Yeah.
I still have to pay bills. Anyway, so just in case somebody want to hit me up. Yeah, man, I heard you got $10 million lying around.
Listen, man, Herm has been tough these right. past couple of weeks.
That we've if you made over the past 7 years, but I digress. So. Yeah. Can we talk about gatekeeping to answer this
1,000%,
question?
1,000%.
So my brand is built on not gatekeeping.
Right.
Right. I believe in somebody actually, Myron mm-hmm. said it, and I was like, oh, that's what I'm doing. Become transformational before you become transactional.
That's good.
Right. Help as many people as possible because they're going to spin the block and they're going to pay you.
Right.
So I like to tell people I like to build my future client.
Right.
If I'm showing you, my YouTube is showing you how to get your credit together, get you funding for free. Just go right. on YouTube for free.
Right.
No gatekeeping. We're giving all the information. We're on the Marvin podcast.
Yep.
They could just put Herman Dulcy and they're going to find all my videos.
Literally.
Yo, Herm. I can't tell you how many people come up to me. Yo, Herm. I watch a couple of your videos. I'm up 20, 30,000. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. So when I come up with a $4,000 product, mm-hmm. when I come up with a VIP day is 10K mm-hmm. to spend a day with me in Philly, I'm going to give you all my relationship manager plugs so you can start your own funding company and you could do exactly what I do.
Right.
Right. Understanding how to teach people to do that is super, super important because now that you have this information, you hone it, you practice it, you could turn it into something really, really special. You don't have to charge 10%. You could charge 5%. Charge whatever you want.
Right.
But your time is valuable. So I would tell people and your relationships are valuable because I did the work by going on iBank.com.
iBankNet.com.
iBankNet.com. I did the work for doing that. I called up 10 banks in Texas, Colorado, Florida. I did that work.
Right.
And you just... What? Yeah. I'm about to give you $100,000 and what?
Yeah,
bro. You're gonna pay the tax. You're gonna pay the tax for my work because I have the relationship and you don't. You can go to Texas Credit Union, you're gonna get a $4,000 card.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go through me and my relationship manager and we're gonna get you $15,000. Isn't that worth 7%?
I would think so.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
And when we teach our mentees, like we teach our mentees the same thing, how to form the relationships, how to have funding contracts, how to do right by people first, how to generate leads by giving mm-hmm. first, right? You can form a really, really good company. I think any funding business as a side hustle, no excuse mm-hmm. why you can't make $100,000 a year. No
Easy.
Excuse. Easy. Easy. You can trip into it, bro. Easy. Whenever people are like, yo, what business should I start? I tell them the same thing, funding business. You can get into real estate if you want. You can do right. all this. You can start credit repair business and charge somebody $1,000 and you got a headache for 12 months,
mm-hmm.
right? Shout out to my credit repair clients. I love you, right? but the funding client.
Is a different game.
Yo, 20, 30, 50,000. Mm-hmm. I'm making 2, 3,000 per funding client and I'm done with them in 2 weeks.
Right.
And they're going to send me leads.
Mm-hmm.
And when their 0% interest runs out on their card, guess who they coming back to?
Mm-hmm.
You. Because nobody funding like you. Nobody getting the limits like you.
Come on now.
So I highly recommend that's a business everybody should be getting into.
If you had to give a quick step-by-step, just if starter, mm-hmm. just if I'm just trying to make $4,000 to $5,000 to get the business going, what are the key things that I need to get the business off the ground for the funding company?
Low-key, I kind of think we talked about it a little bit. Number one, just like you're telling everybody to structure their business, make sure your business is structured properly, beautiful. Website. Make sure your business is all together. Number two, leads are super important because
right.
that's one thing a lot of online entrepreneurs are not talking about is marketing,
facts,
sales,
yep.
systems,
yes, sir.
Things like that to monetize a business. So here's what I would do, right? I'm going to come on Marvin's pod.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to pay the tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
right? Come on Marvin's pod, teach the game, mm-hmm. right? That's one way to get leads. Another way to get leads is fund yourself. Right? Screenshot the results and post them because success has what?
Receipts.
You got to show receipts that you really do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets you the leads to come in. Well, where are the leads coming to? Well, oh, they come in my DMs. That's terrible. No,
mm-hmm.
the leads need to go in a CRM. So Go High Level is a good one.
Yep.
So where you can getting everybody's name, number, and email,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, who's making the phone calls? Well, I will. No, that's not scalable.
Right.
You want to set your business up properly in the beginning so it can scale.
Yes, sir.
So you're getting a VA from... what website? What's a good one? Onlinejobs.
Onlinejobs.ph. Upwork.com.
Upwork.com. That's another one. So you're getting a VA. You're paying them $500 a month
mm-hmm.
for working 40 hours a week. And you're training them. Hey, when a lead comes in, you're going to ask them, You're going to ask for their login to their credit monitoring service like Identity IQ or Smart Credit.
Right.
And you're going to have a partnership with Identity IQ and Smart Credit that every time somebody signs up, they give you $5 to $10 subscription per month.
Mm-hmm.
That's another business. I've been doing it for 7 years, and we have thousands of clients. You do the math on what they're paying me every single month, right?
Now.
I'm giving the game. Y'all writing this down?
Right.
So now you have their login. You're going to do a credit analysis. Your VA is going to do a credit analysis and be like, you know what? You are a good fit for funding,
mm-hmm.
right? Let me send you to our sales team,
mm-hmm.
which is basically you,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm gonna say, hey, Jen, it's good to meet you. My team told me you're set for funding.
Right.
I see you're in the state of Texas. I have some relationships out there. We're gonna send you there. Get the inquiries off for free,
mm-hmm.
and then we're gonna take you to Chase Wells Fargo. I'm gonna send you over the funding contract via DocuSign. You can sign on and make sure we're all legitimate. And I'm gonna send you an NDA also to protect your privacy and mine, because I don't wanna tell anybody your business. You don't have to tell anybody mine.
Right.
All right, Herman, no problem. Documents are signed. We're getting to work.
I love it.
That was just a little crash course in starting your funding company.
Little crash course. Listen, mm-hmm. you could take that information tonight.
Tonight.
Not next week, not next month, not next
year. And run it.
Tonight. And run the play.
And run the play.
Let me share a quick story with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing an interview the other day with a young lady,
mm-hmm.
and we were closing out the interview. It was an interview around business credit. And she asked me, she was like, Marvin, if you could just share words of encouragement and motivation for somebody that wants to go and get funding, but mentally there's a block that's keeping them from going and get funding, what words of encouragement would you give them? And what I told her was, actually, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to say, if you feel like you're not mentally in a place, or if you're not, you don't have the right strategy, you don't have the right plan in place before you go out and get the funding, I wouldn't advise someone like that to go out and get
mm-hmm,
funding.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said to her, I even took it a step further. I was like, I don't think most people that think they want funding should go out and get it, because a lot of them aren't ready for the funding. Right. And I think it's not the hottest thing to say for someone like myself or even someone mm-hmm. like yourself, because we're on social media all the time. We see people posting 30,000 here, 50,000 here, 60,000 here. And that's the fun side of it. But mm-hmm. a lot of people don't see the other side.
Yeah, the work that goes behind getting that. Yeah.
Not even just the work that goes behind getting it, but like people who get it, didn't have a plan beforehand, blow it, and now what was supposed to be $60,000 of funding to invest is now $60,000 in debt that the bank is chasing
mm-hmm.
them down for.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about that side of things? I feel like it doesn't get highlighted enough, and as much as I want to provide value to the people on how they can get funding and how they can monetize funding, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the other side of too, so that people can protect themselves as well.
Great, great question. Great segue. I had to take a lot of responsibility, right,
mm-hmm.
for being excited about being able to get my community that type of money that they didn't know they had access to.
Yeah.
Right? And not showing them or understanding that they never had this money before and they didn't know what to do with it.
Yep.
So part of our intake process is, well, how long have you been in business?
Mm.
Well, I'm about to be a startup. Okay, good. What are you about to start up in? Because all they do is see the shiny platinum cards, the gold cards,
yeah.
and the Chase cards for $50,000, $60,000 limits, right? And they just want to get it, but have no plan with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't have a plan with the money,
mm-hmm.
guess what they're going to do if they have a $50,000 card? They're going to go to...
Blow it.
I promise you, I see them on my timeline. I was like, mm-hmm. I know where that money came from. Before you came to me, nah, bro, you wasn't doing that. You wasn't
right.
on your vacations, right? So we make it look sexy on the gram. Like, I've been traveling crazy, right?
Right.
It was Utah. It was Atlanta. It's Columbia. It's this. Right. It's that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm using my points. And everybody want to do the same. But I have a strategy in everything that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling for free.
Right.
Right. My business is really running. I'm getting the points from running my business. And then I'm taking it to the next level. So I take accountability in letting people know, listen, once you get this $50,000, what is the business plan?
Mm-hmm.
What is your plan? What are you going to put it in? Okay, well, I'm going to sign. I already signed up for Charles Newman program. I'm going to liquidate $2,000 off this credit card. I'm going to go to the auction that he's having in Scranton, and I'm going to buy two plots of land for $1,000 a piece. And I know they're valued at $10,000. I'm going to connect with a realtor to flip that money. And I'm going to pay back the credit card for a net profit of $8,000. Great.
That's a plan.
That's a great plan.
Right.
Shout out to my guy, Charles Noonan. Because that's
Charles.
Literally what we're doing. And we're going to bring 100 people out to Scranton, and we're going to do that. And it's
right.
going to be a beautiful thing. What is your plan with the money? Because the point of credit is to make money, mm-hmm. right? And then you spend the profits.
Yeah.
All right. Well, invest the profits and then spend the remaining of it.
This mm-hmm. is good. This mm-hmm. is very, very good. Listen, we've been talking about business credit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a step back and talk business.
Okay.
Most of the entrepreneurs that are watching this
mm-hmm.
are in the beginning stages of their business. They're making anywhere between like 5 to 6 figures a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they've hit a bit of a glass ceiling
mm-hmm.
to get to that 7-figure and beyond.
Right.
I look at what you've built with Bella Sloan. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to not only know you, but some of the individuals you have working behind the scenes, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That has helped you to build this empire that you built now. And one of the things that I see and hear you talk about and other high-level entrepreneurs talk about in terms of what's been the biggest thing that's helped you get to this point is team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about what has gone into, what have you done to create the team that you've created in Bella Sloan, whether it was actionable steps, whether it was by way of network, whatever it was to create the team that's helped you get to the point you are at now, mm-hmm. and even where you're headed, mm-hmm. that other people can start doing for where they are right now in their business.
Okay. Great question. To be honest, I just copied what successful people were doing, right?
Okay.
And that's pretty much the blueprint and the hack to get the fast pass to get in front of the mm-hmm. the line at Donnie Parker Great Adventure. So mm-hmm. The first thing I'm going to say, when you're first starting as an entrepreneur and you're doing it by yourself, we were taught to do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to teach, especially my mentees at Bella Sloan Academy, you want to start with the systems in place first. It's a little bit more costly to do it, but you'll thank yourself later. So right. having a CRM, having a text message feature to text message your clients, having a landing page where you can get lead generation, having those things in place and those systems behind it to follow up with the leads that come in,
right.
it literally 10x's your business, right? So right now, literally, I have a call with Runway Billionaire. Runway is the king of funnels
yeah.
and 10xing businesses.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, well, it's time for me to get to 8 figures. I gotta go there. I know Runway can do it because I've seen him do it for himself and so many other people.
Right.
By having those land pages, those systems. So you're familiar with MiniChat, right? I'll give you an example.
100%.
Hey, comment the word waitlist yep. below mm-hmm. so you can join my waitlist, right? And I'll send you a DM and it's the link. Runway has it so systemized that it continues to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Hey, did you sign up for the wait list?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? I click yes. Okay, great. So the automation stops. If I say click no, it'll say, oh, are you not interested or did you just forget? It'll give you two options. Oh, I'm not interested anymore. Okay, no problem. I won't bother you. Or if I click yes, it'll say, oh, if you say yes, okay, great. Well, here's the link again, just in case you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that type of system working behind the scenes while I'm sleeping increases sales by 25-30% because the person probably got the DM
yep.
but forgot about it.
Yep.
Or they saw it and they're like, oh, I'll get back to it at another time. Mm-hmm. Or they changed their mind. So having those systems in place is super important. And then you talked about the team. Damaris is my CEO.
Yep.
Automations person, right? It's yep. just in her head. She came from Amazon, so I brought her over, right? I got Savvy, who runs my YouTube page. I got Danny, who sets up our websites right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jasmine, who oversees Bella Sloan Academy. I have Mike, who oversees the mentorship calls. Bro, if I didn't have these people mm-hmm. running this behind, like, it'll be impossible.
Right.
So systems and having a good team around you is what's going to get you to the 7 figures.
Mm-hmm.
It will guarantee you getting you there. You have to invest your profits back into the business to do that because I have to pay all these people.
1,000%.
Right.
1,000%. When we talk about 7 figures, I coined a term. I think another very big misconception that's around making your first million in business and getting to that 7-figure mark that most business owners that are especially new struggle with, I call it 7-stream syndrome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a lot of business owners think, okay, cool. I want to make my first 7 figures. I need 7 businesses mm-hmm. that are bringing me 7 streams. And then from there, that's how I'm going to go ahead and crack that first million.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I'm a student of the game. I'm mm-hmm. studying guys like you. I'm studying the Marcus Barneys of the world and so many others. And for individuals like yourself, you have been hyper-focused. Like with Herm, there's nothing else but funding. This man
right.
eats, sleeps, and breathes
yes.
funding. And you've been able to make multiple millions as a result of you doing so. Talk a bit about the importance of how you've been able to take your expertise in one thing
mm-hmm.
and through that one thing that you've become an expert at, then been able to create multiple streams through that, right? Versus the other way around of having, all right, I'm going to be a business funding expert and a real estate guru, and I'm going to go ahead and get started in trucking and do mm-hmm. all these other different things. How has that worked for you?
So the first thing is that too many people, I'm going to look in the camera.
Let's do it.
Too many people are watching 60 to 90 second clips on Instagram, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking that information and running with it as gospel
yep.
to their detriment.
Yep.
Right? So I just did a clip the other day where I was like, yeah, let me show you how to fix your credit in 30 days. Are you ready? And I was like, stop the cap. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to take 6 months.
Right.
Somebody got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So what I tell my people who are watching these Instagram clips to be careful, watch out, because everything is just a longer journey. I want to get back to your question. There was a point to it. What was your question
again? Pretty much just how you've been able to take your one expertise is one thing and turn it
into seven streams, right? So that's the first thing I want everybody to watch about. What I did is, when I say seven streams of income, because I said it too, Bella Sloan Enterprises started out as a credit education, credit restoration company. Great, right? Mm-hmm. After I did that, I connected it to a trade line company, because I realized after I fixed people's credit, they needed trade lines to be put on their credit report. Mm-hmm. So that's two. After they got funding, because then they got funding also, after they got funding, I needed to get inquiries off their credit report, mm-hmm. right? So now it's three, because I had to put the trade lines on their business. I got the funding for them also.
Right.
So then somebody else hit me up with like, oh, I want to learn to do what you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. So now I have a mentorship. That's another stream. Oh, you know what you should do? You should write a book about this topic. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a book. That's another stream. Oh my God, your book was amazing. Would you like to come and speak at my event? Mm-hmm. I would love to. That's another stream. So I just gave you six streams from one umbrella, and they all connect and make sense.
Right.
Not real estate, trucking, and
whatever
else.
Right.
Right. No, the streams got to make sense within the umbrella that you're in. Now, I even talked to Damaris about this. I'm like, all right, we've got a great system here. We are fleshing out the business. It's doing really good. Now I'm going to start to pivot to other things. Because like we said before the podcast, when I'm saying yes to something here, I'm saying no to something else.
Yeah.
Right? So there's other businesses that I'm going to be starting. I'm going to be getting into. I think tech is really important. I'm going to be getting into buying and selling businesses. That's a really big thing also. That's a different level game.
Right.
So shout out to my mentors in that space. But I'm going to be going into there. So there will be other streams that way. But the seven streams are in the business that I'm doing right now. Like you said, I eat, breathe, and sleep funding.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Listen, if you're an entrepreneur struggling to get funding because of your bad credit, then this video is for you. You see, I understand that when banks deny businesses for funding, they're not just denying businesses the capital they need, but they're also denying business owners the resources that they need to build the business of their dreams. And as a business owner, I've seen this happen over and over and over and over again, but I want you to know that there's a solution. Because here at Takeoff Financial, we've helped countless entrepreneurs just like you go from having poor personal credit and not being able to access funding to having perfect personal credit that they were able to leverage to access 5 to 6 figures in funding, and we want you to be the next one. So click the link above or below this video to secure your free consultation, and we'll see you on the other side of success, family.
I want to talk also about, you've spoken about this publicly, in the year of 2020, you had your business,
mm-hmm.
and going into that year, you were known for doing a lot of in-person events.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right at the time. But obviously, later on in the year, COVID happens, and you were faced with a season in business where you had to pivot.
Right.
Well, you know, once upon a time, you know, in-person events were the bread and butter of what,
yeah,
you know,
what
we were doing.
Did, yeah.
But you had to take a step back and kind of readjust and reassess.
Mm-hmm.
I bring that up because when we talk about other struggles that I've identified a lot of early stage business owners deal with, another one is like, all right, how do I know when I'm in a season of business where I got to just power through and weather the storm versus mm-hmm. how do I know, all right, cool, I think I got to go ahead and shift directions here. Mm-hmm. I think I got to, you know, reconsider what I've been doing up until this point and do something differently. You've been an entrepreneur for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
How have you, with all the years of expertise that you have, I'm sure even now, there's mm-hmm. still season of business 100%. Where like, hey, the money ain't money.
And the money like, ain't money like it was. Yeah,
money
yeah, 100%.
Money. How do you know when to pivot versus knowing, okay, cool, no, we're just in a season right now. We just got to put our heads down because long term, we got to get through this to get to that.
There's many points with that question. So I'm going to ask you to repeat the question in a second because there's many stories. So when COVID happened,
mm-hmm.
that's when I had my first five-finger month, right? Mm-hmm. Before COVID.
Yep.
Where I was having conferences or meetups once a month.
Yes, sir.
And I was charging $197, 100, 200, 300 people show up every single month.
Make sure you guys do the math on that.
Right, you do the math on that. So it's $10,000, $15,000 a month. And yep. I was only working one day a month.
Which is crazy.
4 hours a day.
Right.
Right? And I did it for like 5, 6, 7 months. And I had $80,000 saved up and I finally quit my job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then COVID happened. Literally, it stopped my core business that made me so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pivot quickly to doing online conferences, online meetups, the Zooms, right? Bro, that 10x the business because now literally 500, 600 people can show up online. I was like, oh, I almost don't want to go back in person. But one thing I learned in that, number one, you have to learn to pivot quickly.
Yep.
Have a good team around you to figure it out. But number two, I'm going to pause, put a pin in that. What the number two is, our Blueprint conference was in March 2023, right? We just had it. Super dope conference. From January to March, I spent all of my time focusing on that conference.
Yep.
And it was an amazing conference. It did really well. Mm-hmm. Great content. We did good money. We transformed people's lives. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But remember what you said, Marv. If I'm saying yes to this, mm-hmm. I'm saying no to something else. And in business, what you are doing now, you will see the fruits in 30, 60, 90 days.
Yeah.
So because I was only focusing on March, guess what happened when June came around? Mm-hmm. Where the money at?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what happened? Why this is low? Mm-hmm. Why is this silo low? Right? Why is this vertical low? Why did credit repair go down? Mm-hmm. Because now I'm seeing the fruits of not paying attention. I took my eyes off the ball. And that's what a founder or a CEO needs to be focused on. So it was a learning experience for Damaris and I. We are reaping the fruits of the seeds we planted in January and June.
Yep.
Because the numbers are low because we just focus on one thing.
Yep.
Right? So entrepreneurs need to be able to be visionaries in focusing on now and in the future. And that's why entrepreneurship is not for everybody.
Facts.
Because you're just trying to sell this t-shirt right now. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to make this 10,000 now. You're not thinking about 6 months from now, 12 months from now, what's going to come next, right? How do I pivot? Well, what if this happens? You're supposed to be thinking about these things all the time. What if my merchant account gets shut down?
Amen. Literally,
while driving here.
Amen.
Shout out to my guy. I'm not going to give his name. Shout out to my guy. He's like, yo, you need another merchant account. I know you run a high-risk business. You want to have several in the tuck. Because I remember when PayPal shut me down and they held up six figures. You know what I'm saying? I was down. And I couldn't. It shut down the business because I couldn't take in any more money. I'm an online business. So moving forward, guess what? I have 3-4 merchant accounts. One is down. Boom. Pop in the next one. Right? You got to be a visionary in how to make money, but when it goes bad, because it will go bad. 100%.
Mr. Dulce.
I'm giving you good stuff.
Mr. Dulce. Listen, my brother.
Talk to me.
Listen.
Because right now, bro, I'm preparing for Black Friday.
And we in, what is it?
It's July.
It's July.
It's July.
And there's some entrepreneurs that's not even thinking about it. It's like 2 weeks out. They're like, all right, what are we doing for Black Friday this year?
Yeah. Black Friday, the website is being built.
Right now.
What are we going to put on sale? What is the funnels? Like, that's what I'm preparing for right now because I'm not making the same mistake. And I've been doing this for 10 years and I dropped the ball. It was a low summer. Yeah. There's no excuses for that when I have this type of team around me.
Right. I want to talk about something because it's something I've been, you talked about it twice now, and I think it would be a great way to start to close. You talked about the power of no. And it's a conversation I've had off camera. You brought it up just now. Man, like in business, it's you get to a point where no almost becomes your best friend. It has to be if you're truly trying to get somewhere, right? For example, you're here at this podcast. We're right now in Brooklyn, New York. You had to say no to some things to say yes to me in order for you to be here. Point blank period, right? But it had to make sense for you to be here in order for you to do so. For where you are now, but more importantly, where you're headed, especially because we talked about it on the last episode, trying to get to a B and beyond. How have you now, what is your framework, if there is one, or in terms of saying like, okay, if there are 10 things in front of me, I'm saying no to all these so I can say yes to this. What does that process look like for you that other people can take into their business as well?
Listen, man, my no game is crazy right now. You know how guys be like, I know there's a G program, but you know how guys be like, my pullout game crazy? Nah, bro. My no game
it's on another level.
Is on a bean right now.
Right.
Because I was the nice guy. I said yes a lot.
Yeah.
I stretched myself out. It strained my relationship with my wife. My kids wasn't seeing me enough. I wasn't prioritizing, you know what I'm saying, because I was chasing the bag. So I had to have a come to Jesus moment because saying no to something is saying yes to a million.
Yeah.
Right? Saying no to a million is sometimes saying yes to peace.
Yep.
Sometimes saying no to a million is saying yes to 10 million.
Yes, sir.
Because I got to say no here because I got to focus on this.
Right.
Like, as you see, I'm being flown out everywhere to come and speak on podcasts or do certain things. So I'm going to say no to this event because Chris Krohn in Utah wants me to be on his podcast.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm going to say no to you.
Right.
So my no's are my yeses to 10xing my business.
Yep.
My no's are yeses to spending time with my wife. My no's are my yeses to spending time to my children. Right. So the moment we put this together, because, bro, I just got back from Utah not 20 hours ago. And we planned this way in advance, I think like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, bet. So I'm going to land from Utah. I'm going to say yes to Marv because this will be a good opportunity for me to have a 2-hour drive with my wife, right? And then we'll just talk in the car because we don't get this type of time. So we busting up, gossiping. What's the tea, girl? What's going on in your life? Listen. I'm like, what? What happened to the Johnsons? That's crazy. And then we're going to dinner after this and get another 2 hours time. Bro, we don't get 6 hours straight, 7 hours straight together. We don't. Unless we're on vacation, it's not happening.
Right.
Right? When I landed from Utah yesterday, people wanted to see me immediately. I had to say no to them because my kids hadn't seen me in 3 days.
Right.
So no, I landed at 5 p.m., from 5 to 8, we went for walks. We went and got ice cream. We went and spent some time with them because that no to somebody else, that yes to my kids is more valuable.
That's it.
Right? And I'm planning ahead because I know next week I'm going to be in Atlanta for a week. So I have to do this now because I'm not going to be here later. The same thing when it comes to your business where 90 days from now, whatever you plan in 90 days, listen, I know at this time I'm not going to be available. So let me give my kids and my family this time now.
That's it. Mr. Dolce, it's always a pleasure.
It's always. This is a good time.
It's to a point, my brother, you're a staple of the show. A friend of the program, and I appreciate having you. Let the people know, of course, what you got going on. Of course, this is your camera here, where they can follow you, and anything that you have coming in the near future.
Absolutely. So as always, everybody, my name is Herman Dolce, a.k.a. The Haitian CEO, and you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, @Haitian_CEO. You can find me also on YouTube with my brother Martin. Martin, that's crazy.
That's Marvin. Insane. That's insane. That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Bella Sloan Enterprises on YouTube, where we do long form commentary and we teach and we give the game for free.
Yes, sir. I love it. And listen, for everyone that's taking a second out of their day to be here for this podcast episode, if you haven't already, what are you doing? Take a second, take a minute, take an hour right here, right now to go ahead, slap the like button, tell a friend to tell a friend to come back again. As always, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Marvin Francois. That's Herman Dolce. You guys have been good. We've been great. This has been amazing. Thank you and God bless. Peace, family.
Talk to you soon.